This is the Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show on 1320 WILS. Now, back to a couple of guys that see nothing wrong with being in the doghouse.
We're back here on the Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show on 1320 WILS. Rick, in this segment, we're going to talk with Alan Coulter, the Vice President of the Detroit Kennel Club, about a couple of different issues that are going on. One of them is the upcoming 104th and 105th Detroit Kennel Club Dog Show, which is going to be taking place at Cobo Center. As a matter of fact, it's going on right now, and it's going to be going on tomorrow as well for anybody who is interested in attending. It's really a great event. Good morning, Alan.
Good morning, Lee. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thank you. Alan, for our listeners, can you help them understand exactly what the show is all about and what they're experiencing when they attend?
Sure. First, it's important to know there are only five dog shows in America that are like the Detroit Kennel Club Dog Show, in that it is a benched show. So the dogs that are participating in the show are there all day long. So they're there in the morning, and they're there until 5 o'clock at night. So that gives people an opportunity to not only see the judging, each breed judging, but they also get to see the dogs up close and personal on the bench, and you get to talk to the owners and the breeders and learn about each individual breed.
So Alan, when you're saying that they're benched, does that mean that unlike the Westminster Dog Show that many of us just had the opportunity to see a few weeks ago, the dog is not going to be running around in the circle, but instead they're just going to be sitting on that bench where the judge originally looks at them?
No, they're going to be in the ring just like at Westminster.
Okay.
But when they're not in the ring, they're going to be, as opposed to every other dog show that happens in Michigan, when they're not in the ring, they go home. Here, they have to stay all day long so people can see them.
Okay.
So, and what are some of the advantages and disadvantages of each style of show? Why are there five or six that do this, and why don't others do it this way?
Well, it's a big effort, both for the people of the club putting on the show. Like Westminster also is a benched show. It is a big effort because you have to have space large enough to hold a couple of thousand dogs all day long.
Hence the Cobo Hall.
Yeah, there you go. And it's a big effort for both the owners of the dogs and the dogs themselves to be there for 2 days, Saturday and Sunday, all day. But they love it. They love meeting people all day long, and this is an opportunity. They're going to be out and about, and you can see them, pet them, talk to the owners, and learn about them.
And when I was reading through the press release here, it seems like there's a lot of events that go on saddled to the whole process. So if you're wanting to see more activity than just dogs on dogs benched, if you will, there's a lot going on. Can you maybe highlight some of the other things that happen?
You bet. There's the agility trial. Agility trial is like an obstacle course that a dog runs, and it runs against the clock. And then the dogs it's like any other sporting event against the clock. The fastest dog wins. That goes on all day also. In addition, there's terrier racing. They run from one end to the other and see which dog wins there. There will also be a drafting demonstration, and drafting is carting, where they literally hook a dog up to a cart, because dogs do that. It's part of for a number of breeds, it's part of the work they do and how the breed was developed originally. So you'll be able to see different breeds of dogs doing what they were bred to do, cart things and people around.
So for any of you that aren't already at the show, going on today and tomorrow, I think you're going to find just an amazing amount of activity. If you ever wanted to see what a dog show is about, this is probably about as active and as stimulating of an event as you could possibly come up with. It must be well worth whatever it costs to get in there.
Well, it's $12 for adults and $8 for kids. You can get a family pass for two adults and three children for $35, and we think it's a pretty darn good value, entertainment value these days in Michigan.
Well, and that really does matter. We're talking with Alan Coulter, Vice President of the Detroit Kennel Club. Alan, can you explain to people how many different breeds, how many different dogs will be there? I mean, people, one of the things with a lot of these dog shows is you get exposed to breeds that you just don't see every day walking around the neighborhood or at the family dog park. How many different breeds will people find at the show?
Well, there'll be a total of almost 2,000 dogs each day, and there'll be 157 breeds represented. In addition to that, there'll be 21 rare breeds. These are breeds that haven't attained AKC recognition yet, but they're on the way. And these dogs you really don't see too often. There aren't that many around. There may only be 100 of each breed in the United States to begin with, and we got 21 of those breeds, dogs that I'm sure most people listening now have never seen.
And in terms of the different kinds of competitions, what kinds of competitions will there be? I'm understanding that there's puppies as well as novice dogs. Help me understand that a little bit, if you would, Alan.
Sure. First is breed judging, and each breed has what's called a standard, which is sort of the blueprint for the ideal dog of that breed. And the judge examines the dogs in classes by age, by sex. And the quest is to find the best dog in the classes and then the best girl in the classes. And that each of those get points. And then they bring them back to find best of breed and the best of opposite sex and what they call best of winners. And the best of breed dog, which represents, say, the best Labrador Retriever at our show that day, that dog goes on to what's called group judging, which is what you saw on TV at Westminster, where there are seven, all the breeds are broken up into seven groups, and then there's a winner from each of those groups, and then those seven winners compete for best in show. And best in show is usually around 6 o'clock at night.
And, Alan, one of the other things I saw that you had going on at the show that was brand new was the Classic Canine Extreme Team. Whenever I see the word extreme, it makes me raise my eyebrows for a second. Tell me what kind of extreme dog behavior we would be seeing if we were there.
Well, these are the true athletes of the show. We have dogs that compete in what is called high-speed inline agility, which is pretty amazing to watch. Agility alone is interesting to watch, but watching these guys go is, these are true athletes. It's sort of like the Summer Olympics brought to dogs. There's also world record high jumping going on, and then there's a relay race that occurs in the extreme. It's sort of like what the X Games are to sports is what the extreme team is.
It sounds like quite a show. Alan, let me ask you this. For people who don't have dogs, would it be useful for them to come to a show like this to understand if they were thinking about getting a dog so that they could understand what the unique differences are and kind of match up their lifestyle and what would be the right animal for that lifestyle, which is something we talk about a lot on this show?
Well, that is a critical point, and you got to find the right dog for your family and your lifestyle. And the way a dog gets a forever home, it starts with finding that exact right fit. What we allow at our show is the ability for you to talk to people so you can learn. It's hard to find experts in every single breed that you might be interested in, but when you come to the Detroit Kennel Club show this weekend, you'll have those people, and they're there all day long, happy to talk to you and explain their breed and answer your questions about each individual breed in terms of temperament, lifestyle, and then you'll be able to compare for yourself. In addition, we have both Saturday and Sunday, all day long, there are Meet the Breed seminars where a variety of breeds are going to, there's going to be presentations about a variety of breeds where the breeder will explain that breed in great detail. It's a good educational venue. In addition, there's also each day a presentation about how to buy a purebred puppy, what you should be looking for, what to ask, what questions to ask, so you get the best fit for your family possible.